Okay, one final one, which is time orientation. And there aren't really questions for this, but something you need to observe in conversation with people. Are they talking more about the past and the way things were? More about what's going on right now, or more about the future? And again, it's one of those things that usually you can, in a whole interview, you'll start picking some of this up as you get to know the person better. How many of you know people that pretty much live in the past? And they're always talking about that. Or people that are just in the moment. And they never think about the past or the future. It's like right now. And then there's the future. There are people that are awfully future-oriented. My older sister had a... Her husband was... Her first husband was a guy that was very future-oriented. And I remember I went and visited them, and I was like 18 or something, and she was like 24, 25. And they lived in Costa Mesa, and they had a boat in Newport Beach. Like a sailboat. And so I really wanted to go sailing with him. So we went down to get the boat, and we're getting the boat out, and he's talking about what we're going to be doing in an hour. And then we get out on the water, and then he's talking about what we're going to do when we get back after we sail, and we got home, and then he's talking about what we're going to do the next day. It's like he never was there in the moment. He was always talking about later. And so very future-oriented.
And then we have a friend who is very much in the present, which in a lot of ways can be a good thing. Although for him, he's in a career transition right now, and because he's so into the present, it's like he has a hard time even seeing 2 or 3 weeks into the future. So to be thinking about what he wants to do for the rest of his life is has been really overwhelming for him.
He's the kind of person who's a master problem solver. Something confronts it, he's in the moment and he really deals with it. But he doesn't really plan to how he'd deal with it into the future. It's like he's confronted with it, he deals with it, he does a really amazing job with it, and then he's confronting the next thing. But he doesn't really plan for the future. And if you start talking about that, he kind of gets confused. And so it's interesting. He doesn't talk about the past that much either. He doesn't remember it. So you can be very present-oriented. The other distinction is being through time or in time. Through time, in time is when you're in the moment. You're totally right here and now. Peak experiences happen in time. Your body's always in time. Your body's never in the past or the future, it's right now. So in time is being totally in the moment. When you're in time, you're not really considering the past or future much. It's like the present one that Chris was talking about. In time, you're in your body. You're fully associated into the moment. Through time is more of a disassociated representation of time. So you're looking back through the past, through what's going on now and into the future. And this one tends to be across context more than most of these. Although it can change by context. If you're in planning mode, maybe you go more through time. But people tend to be more in time or not in time. I tend to be pretty much in the moment. So a lot of times we'll be driving to the airport and I say, did you get the tickets? You know, because I was doing what I'm doing, or I'll get lost in the moment. Have you ever been lost in a conversation, for example, and suddenly you realize, wow, an hour has gone by and it felt like 5 minutes? That's sort of being in time. Through time is where you're not actually in it, but you're kind of outside of time, witnessing time. Often really good planners often do that. So this is a distinction that these distinctions are. There's a huge set of NLP, a whole domain about time. In fact, in the Master Practitioner on the second module, we'll be spending a lot of it on time and the reality of time and how you experience life. Some people are not in their life, they're living through time the whole time. They're kind of disassociated a little bit. And there's some really powerful ways to get people back in that moment when they want to be. And it's dramatic because suddenly you've got the full rich experience of it. How many of you have got a dog or a cat?
Randy, didn't you have a question?
Randy?
I was wondering if in time is similar to flow, the feeling of being in the flow state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. The flow state would be a great example of that.
It's those peak moments where you find yourself getting lost. So for some people who, like, how many of you play a musical instrument? And you love doing it, so you're going to be in time when you're doing that. Or How many of you are artists and you like to paint or you like to write or you like to do something artistic? So again, and if that brings you great joy, then you're in time when you're doing it. Or if you're a sports person and you're playing basketball or whatever, you're going to be more in time.
It's when you're totally involved in something. Through time is when you're not quite, you're not totally involved, but you have an awareness of things through time. I think this is one of the distinctions that probably makes us different than animals too. How many of you have a dog or a cat? And I think one of the things that most of us appreciate about a dog or a cat is they're mostly in the moment, right? Like if you see a cat laying out on the lawn and it's just kind of rolling around, it's not thinking what it's going to do later, right? It's fully enjoying it, that full sense of being in the moment, right? Or the dog. We had both cats then. We've had a cat and a dog, and they're definitely in time. Yeah.
Dana.
How do you distinguish between living in the present and then living in time?
They're very similar. But you can be concerned about the present moment and still not being, you can still be disassociated from it. Certain professions kind of push towards that a little bit. Dentists, for example, can be present to all their patients, but a dentist has to be a little bit disassociated from their patient, or they'll get all the pain of it if they go other. Sorry, I'm smiling at Sky because when I was telling the guy that got burned, you're going, nah, that's kind of like, you need to be disassociated from those kind of things, right? Or else you can suffer from things that somebody else is experiencing. So, but being in time is being fully associated in the moment. You're lost in the moment. Through time is you're somehow witness to time.